Hey, Chicks in the Office listeners, you can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
What's up, everyone? It's Chicks in the Office with Rianne Fran, giving you that Friday energy on a Monday. I feel like I couldn't get those words out of my mouth.
That felt very low energy.
Yeah, when I said I was giving that Friday energy, it did not feel like I was giving that Friday energy. It but anyways, not. How are we doing on this lovely, snowy Sunday, Super Bowl Sunday?
This is probably the most tired I've felt in quite some time. I don't know, but I don't know what it is about. And I know that it's like the time difference. You don't fully adjust when you go to LA for 3 days like we did, but you also don't like, you kind of do. So I came home on Saturday and I did not fall asleep Saturday night until like 4 a.m. Could not even get close to, was wide awake. Absolutely wide awake.
Yeah, I'm all thrown off because when we were in LA, my body was on East Coast time.
Yeah.
And then when we got back.
But we were staying up late. It's not like we were going to bed at 9 o'clock.
Yeah, no. Staying like yeah. That's what I'm saying. My body was on East Coast time. So it was like, well, I guess it wasn't because.
No, because then he would have been staying up way later.
I would
have
been. Yeah, no.
True.
If your body was on East Coast time, you would have been going to bed at 10 p.m. LA time.
I mean, more so when I was waking up.
Yeah, yeah.
Waking up at like 7 a.m., which yeah. I would never do here.
Correct.
So I was waking up at 7 a.m., but I was going to sleep at like 2 a.m. I got here, couldn't sleep because now everything's backwards. So yep. I also didn't go to sleep till like 5 a.m. last night too. But anyways, we were in LA for the week. We had our live show. It was great, great stuff. El Rey Theater, beautiful theater. First time in a theater. Beautiful.
Very cool theater. I love the having our name actually on the, what is the thing called? The marquee? Is that
marquee,
what it's called?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was really fucking cool.
It was pretty cool. Stepping in front of it, taking some pictures. Great to see some people on the West Coast. See that we have some people that listen to us on the West Coast because you just never really know, you know?
Yeah.
But it was a lot of fun. Super cool. Quick trip in and out.
Yeah, there really was not a lot of extra stuff. I stayed Friday night. You guys went home and it was everything that we did. I thought was really good. Like the live stuff from Saddle Ranch that everyone did was great. The Dozen trivia was great. So well done. Jeff did such a good job. Our show, obviously, you know, was maybe the best thing on, but it was a great show. And it was good. It was good. It's so funny though. Like anytime we go to the Super Bowl, you meet people or chat and they're like, like you go on the games? Like, nope, not going on the game. We're leaving. Like, we're like the only people that leave 2 days before the Super Bowl. They're like, you're literally leaving before all the good stuff. Like, yeah, we know. We know.
Yeah. No.
No, you go. No, I was just going to say that it was good to catch up with one of my good old friends, John Mayer.
Oh, you did. You did go to John.
Did go see John Mayer.
I saw actually a funny clip that I meant to send you this morning, Noah, of John Mayer talking to Andy Cohen. And Andy Cohen said that he called John Mayer America's boyfriend. And John Mayer said, no, I'm America's ex-boyfriend. They're like,
I saw that clip.
I'm the boyfriend who can't be named. Like,
yeah, he's
they actually just refer to me as JM. Like, they don't actually say my name when talking about me.
He was like, yeah,
that's fitting.
People like my music, but they're like, they can't follow me on Instagram. Cause it's like, I don't support him.
Yeah. I laughed at that. It was funny.
You looked like you were really close, Noah.
Yeah. It was a really small, Palladium, I think is how you say it, but it's like a small, yes. It felt very intimate.
Very intimate.
Yeah. That was fun though. Got pretty drunk.
Yeah. That's good. Yeah. Oh, it seemed like we did. I think we had a great Wednesday as well. We went to Santa Monica. It was a beautiful day. Finally, we got nice weather in LA. Beautiful.
Stunning.
Weather. The most perfect weather that you can find.
Heat advisory. They were in a heat advisory. It was blessed. It was great.
Yes, it was beautiful. And we went to Santa Monica Pier. Then we went to Saddle Ranch. And then what was that? No. Oh, then The Dozen was right after that, the same night. And then I went to the Comedy Store, which was really cool. And I saw Annie Letterman, who was so much fun. And then Thursday we had our show. So we just got prepared for our show on Thursday.
Yeah, there's just a lot of, it's funny, like there's of course a lot of Cincinnati fans flying in. It felt like towards the end of the week, there were actually people there who cared about the Super Bowl, because it didn't really seem like a lot of people were that into it. But I just feel like that's the vibe for football in general in LA. But the I literally like got to the airport Saturday morning. It was 7:30 a.m. I'm like eating a breakfast sandwich at the bar, and a Cincinnati fan who just landed in LA instead of like immediately leaving, I don't know if he had some time to kill, I don't know, sits next to me at the bar, orders a Red Bull vodka, 7:30 a.m. He's in his Bengals jersey. I almost threw up on the bar. Like I was just like, sir, please remove your Red Bull vodka out of my line of sight at 7:30 a.m. Like I was like, look, that's just, you're excited. Who day? I get it. You know, you're a big, big, big weekend. But like that really cracked me up. I don't think I ever have seen anyone like land, get off a plane, and instead of leaving the airport, be like, let me go grab a couple drinks and then I'll leave the airport.
It's weird you say that. When I landed off the plane, thought to myself, what if I just popped in and just started eating right now instead of going home to eat? Like, what if I popped in and ate before I went home? Like, I've just never thought of doing that.
Yeah. I neither have I. It just seems like something that'd be like, you just go home. But I mean, I also, guess
the LAX at terminal has nothing to eat.
Oh, it's the worst.
It's the worst.
One of the worst terminals there is.
Yeah. We got the Jersey Mike's early though.
Yeah, we got Jersey Mike's.
We got Jersey
and
Mike's.
It is funny. You're in and out of the same gate. We always fly Delta. It is without fail the exact same gate every time. In and out, same exact place.
Also, shout out, what was that place, Rhea? The rice place.
Pickup sticks.
Is that it?
Me and Noah were uncomfortably high at some point in the airport, and we were having a really good time. But then it was one of those moments where we saw the Chinese food place open.
Yeah.
It was like 5 minutes before we were like boarding. Yeah. And I was like, we're going to miss our plane again. Cause you're like, should we get vegetable fried rice?
Yeah. Like the fried rice was just calling my name so hard. But then I ended up getting Chinese food when I got home because I had to have it. I thought about it the entire flight. I did sleep most of that flight, which was way better than the flight there. The flight there, I struggled extremely hard.
Yeah. You really did.
Not a good flight for a big Rhea at all. I was like asking Fran to hold my hand halfway through it.
I'm gonna get you a Squishmallow. I don't know which one yet, but I'm gonna get you one that's like
Valentine's Day.
Yeah, that's like Judy size, so you can carry her.
That would be so sweet. I really need
it. I know you do.
Fran knows I'm a big hugger.
Yeah,
and she's not always available for me to be hugged.
Well, I will say I normally am down for a hug. On the airplane, I was just like, I can't do this right now. Take Judy.
I was like, can you please hold my hand? I thought I was going to be sick. And
I know. But I knew that in that moment, Judy was going to give you more comfort because she brings me comfort. You just give her a good hug.
Yeah, Judy gave me good comfort. Oh, and then you lost your luggage.
I fucking lost my luggage. That is something I
didn't. Goes around, like, comes around.
It was just funny because I don't really know what I did to deserve losing my luggage, Noah.
But you were just so like, when we missed our flight last time, like, you can't fly without me, like, blah, blah, blah.
I karma. actually I feel like I didn't go in on you about missing your flight as hard as I could.
I mean, you could have maybe gone harder, but you still.
My only comment was like, oh, you guys can't fly without me.
You enjoyed it, though, I think.
No.
You were smiling. All right, well, anyways.
Maybe not poor Natalie. She didn't deserve that.
So that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. No, I'm kidding. I'm joking. Yeah, I don't know. I guess that's something that happens where your luggage just, like, doesn't get put on the plane. I didn't think that was a thing. Like, I checked it properly. Rhea and I were together. We both checked bags. Rhea's bag made it. Mine didn't. So
weird how that happened.
I know, because, like, my mom was like, oh, did you check it really late? Like, was it just – I was like, it was – we were cutting it a little close, but Rhea's bag made it on. So I don't know. I had that sad moment of just – an empty baggage claim, watching the carousel, like the empty carousel, just go around a couple times. And I'm just looking at it like, my bag's really not here. But all in all, could have been way worse. We were there for such a short amount of time that I was afraid like my bag would show up as we were leaving. But it got there the next day at like 5 o'clock. So it wasn't terrible. I was able to change for the dozen. It was just like the morning of like you travel, you fly. I showered, got into bed. But then when I woke up, I had to put on the same clothes that I flew in. And that was just disgusting.
It's gross. You handled it way better than I think anybody else would have, though. Like, you were pretty calm about it. Cool, collected.
Thanks.
I would not have handled that with grace. I would have been extremely angry.
I would have freaked out if I woke up Wednesday and like didn't know where it was. Thankfully, by the time I woke up, I could see it was on a plane. Like, it had been put on a plane on its way to LA. So I knew regardless, like, if I had to fucking get into the rental car and like chase down this bag, I could have done it. Which was very reassuring, because if it didn't, then yes, I would have been pissed. Because I overpacked so hard for this trip, which I normally never do. So it's like classic. Like, I bought all these clothes. There's all these new clothes in the bag. All my makeup, toiletries, multiple bottles of perfume. I was like, everything. It could be gone. I'm going to have to spend a bajillion dollars. But a lot of people were like, you can actually get Delta to pay. Like, they'll pay for it. I don't know. I didn't have to actually do that because, you know, it arrived less than 12 hours, like 12 hours later. So it was okay.
Yeah. Thankfully you got it. All in all, it's good that it didn't end up going to another place. And great trip overall. Thank you to all the people who came to the show.
We do have to talk about this. We're going to put out some clips from the live show. We're going to put trivia in there. But an absolute all-time Chicks in the Office moment. We're sitting in the green room, this whole squad.
Oh, my God.
Kelly Martin walks up the stairs. She's our talent booker. She goes, guys, I got something to tell you. We're like, she's okay.
Serious. I need to talk to you.
Serious, like very important. She's like, Zac Efron is coming to the show. and like, I guess one of the other women that Kelly works with said that like his reps or somebody's reps, like MMA reps, somebody reached out. They're like, these guys from the MMA are coming. They're with Zac Efron. They asked to put his name on the list. And we're like, Kelly, for like 5 minutes, we were like, holy fuck, like Zac Efron. And then we were like, Zac Efron is not coming to this show. it's just not happening. But we had a good moment. We were like, I can't believe Kelly Martin just came in here 30 minutes before we're about to go on stage and be like, Zac Efron, guys, Zac Efron.
We were freaking out. We were like, wait a second, Zac Efron is coming to this show? We were like, are you sure it's not Zac Efron with a K and H and another Zac Efron? She's like, no, guys, Zac Efron, his people are calling saying that he's coming. And Zac Efron did not come to the show.
The funny thing is that during the show, she was trying to tell me, like, she was texting me like, oh, you guys scared him off. Like, he wanted to be low key. Like, when you like brought it up on stage, you're like, he was going to come.
That's not
the case. I was that's not true.
That was Kelly fucking with you.
No, it wasn't.
No, I don't think that was Kelly fucking
with you. I'm telling you, like, that was Kelly relaying to me.
Going with that story.
Yeah, Kelly was like, that was what Kelly's, like, one of the people who works for Kelly was telling her. And Kelly was just telling me, and I'm like, yeah, that's just insane.
Kelly's just not a
could
big
have been, sarcastic. Could not have been less true.
Kelly's not a big fuck around because she doesn't take sarcasm easily. So that was a her. That was her actually relaying a message that was sent to her.
Yeah.
So I know, but I do think that she does like to mess with Noah a little bit.
No, I don't think so.
That was she does. She's done it with John. She's done it with the John Mayer stuff with you. She has messed around with you before.
I don't think she has. Shout out Kelly. She helped me like last second get in faster to the John Mayer thing. But
no, that was just an all time funny moment. Like prepping for the show and then be like
thinking Zac Efron was going to come.
We're like, why the fuck is Zac Efron? Like, no, that's just not happening. And then also be like, oh, we scared his reps and they left. Like, okay, the show's an hour long. Like, we were halfway done.
I also would rather Zac Efron not be there. Like, I don't Zac Efron to see me in that.
I don't believe that.
No, it'd be fucking cool if Zac Efron was there, but like, I don't think he would have a good time. Like, I think he'd be like, why am I at this show?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think
our show is built for Zac Efron.
I think it is.
Maybe. Who knows? Who knows? Anyways.
Look, it's an entertaining show. We're funny people. We put on a good show. It would be him seeing us probably in our most entertaining light, but like, that's a lot of pressure.
It is. It's better he wasn't there.
I don't think all Zac Efron could put on a live show.
I'd rather be in like a chill, like be like chill bar grill. Ah, like having a beer. Oh, Zac Efron's here. What's up, Zach?
True, but then I he might not know your personality.
You could do that after the show with him.
Yeah. There's always time for that. You got to make the first impression first.
All right, let's get into the show.
Let's do it.
Kanye won't stop posting about Pete Davidson all over his Instagram. Nonstop. Memes, photoshops, pictures. It's endless and honestly pretty funny. We got a great story about Tobey Maguire and Leonardo DiCaprio. I love that. I love that we're talking about Tobey Maguire and Leonardo DiCaprio as if we're back in the early 2000s.
Yeah, the Pussy Posse lives on. Yeah. The Pussy Posse lives on.
Yeah. And we also have confirmation that Dominic Fike and Hunter Schafer are dating, posting kissing pictures. And we will be including our trivia segment with Kelsey Carpel and Brianna Chicken Fry from the live show into this podcast so you guys can hear a little bit of our live show and watch a little bit on YouTube. So make sure you go subscribe there. Let's get into it, starting off with Pete and Kanye.
Hey guys, it's Big Cat and Fight Week is here. Rough and Rowdy 24 invades Clarksburg, West Virginia this Friday night, April 19th at 8 p.m. Eastern for the first time since Rough and Rowdy 1. Every single fight will be a brand new brawler, and we found the wildest hillbillies the holler has to offer. Order now to enjoy 20 amateur matchups with no headgear, plus our live ring girl contest after the final bell. These country roads are being paved with blood and grit and balls. Join me and Dave on the call for Rough and Rowdy 24 tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern. Witness all the chaos with pay-per-view replay available all weekend long on buyrnr.com. That's buyrnr.com.
So Kanye West has been nonstop, and I mean nonstop, posting memes, photoshops, things about Pete Davidson all over his Instagram, destroying Pete. He actually can't stop thinking about Pete Davidson. He just posted a picture of himself holding up a sign that says, "My account is not hacked," with the date of today. And the caption says, "My account is not hacked. I will be at Sunday service at noon and will be taking North and Saint to the Super Bowl shortly after. I'll double whatever he tagged at Che thinks." So Michael Che. "I'll double whatever they're paying you just so you don't have to look at that pawn ever again. Big love." He can't stop posting about Pete Davidson. And I have to imagine Pete's probably laughing pretty hard. And I can imagine like Kendall and Kylie are like getting a kick out of this, right? Like maybe like Chris isn't having fun. Kim isn't having fun. But is Pete secretly laughing? And is Kendall and Kylie probably laughing? Yes. Like these are objectively hilarious. I mean, I'm team Pete Davidson, but this is pretty funny.
I don't know.
In a way that it's crazy. Like it's insane. That's why it's funny.
I don't know about Kylie because I feel like Kanye is taking claim over Travis. So she's, you know, Kanye is kind of splitting the couple up there. I don't know how much Kylie would love that.
That was weird.
Like, we have to go back to the beginning. This all started because Kanye posted a screenshot of a headline from some random Instagram website. I don't even know what it was, that, you know, Billie Eilish was trashing Travis at her concert, like, because someone needed someone at Billie's show needed an inhaler, and she stopped the show, and that's what happened. So, like, it started with that screenshot where it said Billie Eilish dissed Travis Scott at her concert after she stopped the show to give her fan an inhaler. Quote, "I wait for the people to be okay before I keep going." Kanye wrote, "Come on, Billie, we love you. Please apologize to Trav and to the families of the people who lost their lives. No one intended this to happen. Trav didn't have any idea of what was happening when he was on stage and was very hurt by what happened. And yes, Trav will be with me at Coachella, but now I need Billie to apologize before I perform." And Billie commented on the post and said, "Literally never said a thing about Travis. Was just trying to help a fan." It turns into this whole big thing. He continues to post. Kid Cudi gets involved because now Kanye's like, Cudi's not going to be on Donda 2 because he's friends with Billie. And like, now Kid Cudi's tweeting about how Kanye's lost it. He's like, you know, it's not worth being his friend anymore. Like, all this shit. And
that was because he was friends with Pete, not Billie, I think, right?
No. Yes, it was Pete. He was like,
the person you shall not be named or something like that.
Yes, because this is what he said. He said, "Just so everyone knows, Cudi will not be on Donda because he's friends with you know who." He basically is, but Pete Davidson's now Voldemort. "We all speak in Billie language now." It's basically alluding to like Billie saying, "I didn't talk about Travis Scott, but I was talking about Travis Scott," kind of thing. So he's like, "I'm talking about Pete Davidson, but I'm not saying Pete Davidson." He posted that group picture when they all went to dinner. He put an X over Pete's face. It's really, and Kid Cudi clearly was like, "Look, I'm out. You've lost me, Kanye. Like, I'm not going to be a part of this at all."
This picture of just MGK and Pete Davidson and the caption being, "You will never meet my children."
Crazy. I mean,
the second one, that's not even the biggest thing. The second slide where it looks like it's an actual text from Pete Davidson being like, "Oh, like, yeah, like, obviously, like, I'm not going to get involved with your kids."
Yeah. I don't know. And I think, I mean, the original picture that Kanye posted crossing out Pete's face was just like, whoa, this is, like I said, it's funny in a way that this is so insane. He posted a picture of just what Pete was wearing and wrote, "Look at this dickhead. I wonder if Instagram's going to shut down my page for dissing Hillary Clinton's ex-boyfriend." Like, he's posting Pete Davidson's Hillary Clinton tattoo, acting like nobody's ever seen his Hillary Clinton tattoo, being like, "Look at this. I'm telling you, it's real." And everyone's like, "We know he had that, Kanye. You're not breaking news to us."
And like, and why does it matter? Like, the book, he's going to try and be like political about it. Kanye, you ran for president. Like, how could you be like, "Oh, look at Pete with his Hillary Clinton tattoo." It's like, what does that have to do with anything?
Yeah. And this one he posted, it was like a whole thing. I don't even need to read it. And the end goes, "No one's ever heard a Machine Gun Kelly song, Bob."
Yeah. And then
this one.
And he also just looks like some just look like he forgot to write the rest of the caption. You know, he posted a screenshot of just some of the comments from the picture of Pete Davidson's outfit. "Thank you to all my fans for having my back. And you can Google the Hillary thing. I'm not making this shit up. And by the, that's, it seemed like maybe he had more to say. He didn't include, no, by far, which allegedly he just ripped off the Kanye West Reddit account. Like, is Kanye just like on his own Reddit taking people's memes and posting them on Instagram? He might be. The Marvel Civil War poster with the pictures where one side is Kanye, Drake, Julia Fox, Travis, and Future. Am I right?
I thought that was Quavo, or no? Maybe I.
Wait, let me see.
At the very end,
I think. Looked like Future to me.
Why is? I'll tell you guys. Why is? Why is? Why
did he? It's not on his Instagram.
He took it down.
He deleted it. Can you see this?
Yeah, that's Future.
Okay. Oh yeah, that's Future. Yeah.
And then the other side is Pete, Kim, which is honestly, I like great side. Pete, Kim, Kid Cudi, Billie Eilish, and Taylor Swift. Taylor did not need to get involved in this. Once again, we're getting like, please excuse me from this narrative. Taylor Swift would like to not be all the way tiny at the end.
He just posted again 10 seconds ago.
Oh, good. This is the thing. We can't keep up. We could keep talking about this. He's going to keep posting, clearly. He, you know, calling Pete a dickhead, posting all these shit with he's alluding to Pete, like, with Mac Miller. He's posting shit about Mac. Like, stop. It's stop. Please, literally stop.
He literally says, page six, stop using bad photos of me.
Oh, my God. Thanks, Shade Room, for always showing love. Thank you for helping me to control my own narrative and not writing me off. When a team wins the Super Bowl, we don't comment on how sweaty they got or how much pain they suffered in that game. It's about taking home that trophy. So when I get on my gram, I'm not afraid to get sweaty or take a hit for my family. This is not a rant. This is called freedom of speech. I am a form of media. Bezos bought the Wall Street Journal and will still never have this level of influence, no matter how many dinners he does with my wife and Skeeter and Page Six. Stop using bad photos of me. Y'all, that whole office would die to go on a date. So here's my question. You think he thinks this is going to win Kim back?
I don't even know if he cares about that at this point, but
yeah, he just loves the attention. This is certainly not going to, like, imagine him saying, like, oh, I'm headed over to the house to pick up North and Satan to go to the Super Bowl. Who's answering the door right now to be like, yeah, here, like, thanks. What are you doing?
One thing's for sure. He's not performing at Coachella.
I think there's maybe a
0% chance he performs at Coachella.
Because now, like, Donda 2, it's like, going to be the whole thing where we go weeks thinking that Donda 2 is going to be coming out?
Also,
going to do all the listening parties again.
Is he just going to mention Pete Davidson in every song? Like, what are we doing here? Pete Davidson's probably like, this is the funniest thing to ever happen to me. I got Kim Kardashian blowing me and Kanye West can't stop posting about it.
Yeah, it's really inevitable.
Pete looks down and sees Kim Kardashian. Like, I think he's okay. I think he's, and has Kanye West posting about him. Like, Pete's got material for years.
Yeah. It's just now, like, after the 12th post, you know, it's just embarrassing.
It is embarrassing, but also pretty funny. I feel bad for Kim, obviously, but.
I can't,
Kanye's great.
What is happening? And then, you know, Kid Cudi had tweeted this weekend also. He said, we talked weeks ago about this. You're whack for flipping the script and posting this lie just for a look on the internet. You ain't no friend. Bye. And then someone replied to him and wrote, not worth losing a friendship over, man. If he can't be the bigger person, then I suggest you leave him be, ... He's annoying AF anyways. And Kid Cudi wrote, very. So...
This is not going to be the end, by the way. By the time this comes out, there's going to be many more posted. So
many.
This is just the beginning.
Yeah, it seemed like maybe last weekend was things were going to quiet down, but that is clearly not going to happen. So it's just he's going to keep grabbing memes from Reddit and posting them on his Instagram.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So this was a pretty great story about Tobey Maguire and Leonardo DiCaprio, who you would think would have no problem finding girls. They get out there. But listen, it's not the early 2000s anymore. Apparently, Tobey Maguire, he's struggling. He's struggling, and he can't even get a girl with the help of Leonardo DiCaprio.
There isn't really too much commentary on this besides I just like how funny this article was written by Page Six. Like this was the Page Six exclusive headline. Tobey Maguire, quote, couldn't land a girl during night out with Leo DiCaprio. They reunited in the VIP section of nightclub Main Row restaurant. I don't know what that is, but it's in Hollywood Thursday night. Toby and Leo came to the club together for a boys' night out. A source tells Page Six, it was very clear that Toby was on the prowl and Leo was his wingman. Leo introduced Toby to three different blondes. But it seems that even starring in the latest Spider-Man installment doesn't attract the ladies. Even with Leo's help, Toby couldn't land a girl, the source continued. None of them seemed interested when introduced. The duo arrived at 10:30 p.m., but called to feet less than 2 hours later, leaving, quote, because it was clear they were having no luck.
Called to feet.
Just, it's like, oh my God, they just called to feet.
We're Toby.
They've obviously, it's so funny. They've been friends for a very long time. This is the thing. Leo, on one side, I'm like, who's a better wingman? But then also, what girl is going to be like, move over, Leo. My eyes are on
Toby. But they all can't get Leo. It's like that thing in Entourage where Turtle's like, you're not like, where's Vince? He's not here. Like, you're not going to get Vince. Like,
no, of course. But in
that's why the girls go to, they go to Turtle and they go to Drama. Yeah.
But in the moment, if you're a girl and Leonardo DiCaprio's pointing at you like, hey, come over here. You, in your mind, you think there's a chance.
Yeah. But also Tobey Maguire is not any just like scrub. He's Tobey Maguire.
Yeah, but he's
not Leonardo DiCaprio.
No, I know, but I'm just saying, like,
not only is Leonardo DiCaprio, not only is he an amazing looking man and an amazing actor, he has one of the most iconic names, Leonardo DiCaprio. It's the name.
Tobey Maguire is a cool name too.
No, but Leonardo
DiCaprio. No, I know. It sounds like a painter. And you know,
it's such a good name. That man got blessed with having an amazing name, just self, like he looks amazing. And he also has a gift. He's one of the greatest actors ever.
Breaking news, like Leonardo DiCaprio, talented guy.
Yep.
Talented, handsome, smart.
I mean, what's crazy is he really has been with Camilla for like, what, close to 5 years now?
Yeah, they've been together for a while, but she just
2017.
So who knows what's going to happen next.
Now, you know, also what I didn't realize, because I guess like they just seem like perpetual bachelors, Leo, like that whole school, you know, the squad. And it's like, but Toby Maguire has a 15-year-old daughter.
You know what's crazy? I'm actually not surprised by that, but Leonardo DiCaprio having no kids.
Oh, I'm not surprised by that at all. Insert joke about Leo dating girls that could be his children.
True.
Like he's got true. Like, you know, I feel like he would not have been able to live that lifestyle for as long as he has if he had, I guess that's not true. Rock stars have babies all the time.
Yeah, I don't know why I'm not, you didn't blow me away with that fact about Tobey Maguire.
Really?
You didn't blow me away with that. I wish you did.
I was reading the article. I was like, he's got a 15-year-old and a 12-year-old. It shocked me.
Old.
I knew he was married and divorced. Yeah, I mean, he's 46. Leo's 47. So yes, it does. It would make sense, but for some reason, I was just not thinking about that.
Girls out there, if you see Tobey Maguire out on the scene next to Leo, give him a shot.
Yeah, give him a chance. Clearly, boys' night on the prowl. Oh man, that is Well, I guess Leo might not actually be the best wingman you could have. Last week, 2 weeks ago, recently, I think it was probably last week, but this past week has gone by so slow. We were speculating about the relationship status between Dominic Fike and Hunter Schaefer. stars of Euphoria, and it is very clear now that they are a couple. They posted a photo. He posted a photo on Instagram for a happy birthday post. And there, it's very, very cute. There, it's a picture of them kissing. They had a nice brownie cake dessert, chocolate cake in front of them. I think it was her birthday, right? Probably, yes. Oh, or maybe not. I'm like reading this article. The duo has back-to-back birthdays at the end of December, so it's unclear what the meaning of the birthday caption was.
So you saying that, is it a birthday? Maybe not, is the exact reaction that we should have to the birthday post.
It was maybe like, whose birthday is it? Apparently, it was both of their birthdays 2 months ago. They're having a little fun. You know, they're pulling the classic move where you go to the restaurant and you say, hey, it's my friend's birthday, to get a dessert, even though it's not your friend's birthday. It's stars. They're just like us.
Yeah, it's not their birthdays, but they wanted a fun dessert. Good for them. Seems like they're probably dating. A lot of where's Rue jokes
because
of what's going on this season. It also makes sense after watching the season that these two would end up dating each other.
Yeah, I will say it was funny because I guess the first time we talked about it, it was not a connection for them. It seemed like they actually did not like each other on the show. So it was like, oh, cute. Like they fell in love, you know, their characters, you know, it's tough. Their characters don't like each other. And then like literally the next week they're hooking up. So that made more sense. Watching them actually hook up on the show, it's like, oh, well, they had to literally make out with each other. That's a great test while acting, to be like, maybe there's actually a little something more here.
Yeah, there definitely is. Clearly, people were still like, ooh, maybe they're messing with people. It's like, no, at this point, they're together. They're holding hands. They're kissing at the restaurant. Yeah. They don't have to mess with anybody. Why would they do that on their spare time? They're just probably dating.
And that was a romantic looking kiss. Like they're smiling, they're laughing. It seemed like they're very into each other. And yeah, like you said, they're holding hands all over the place, walking in and out of restaurants and bars and whatnot. So no, this is definitely a real thing. However, neither of their birthdays. So yeah. that's a good clarification.
Happy birthday to them. Not.
Yeah. I guess your birthdays were in December. You keep celebrating however many times you want to celebrate. Go ahead. You get that free dessert. All right. You guys are going to hear a little trivia. This is short and trivia. It's trivia from the live show. But we had Bree and Kelsey Kreppel come up on stage and do trivia with us. We had a lot of fun. So stay tuned for that. And like, you know, a reminder, some of our live shows have been sponsored by Sling TV. We absolutely love Sling. They make watching live sports, live TV so, so easy. Whether you're gearing up to watch The Bachelor or, you know, playoffs, whatever it is, Sling is a place where your favorite sports channels like ESPN, FS1, TNT, and more, they all come together for less. You know, college hoops, March Madness is coming up. You want to make sure you can watch all the games. And on top of that, Sling has exclusive new Barstool content and past episodes of, you know, all the different shows, the Yaks, Tools, Dreams, Chicks in the Office. You can watch all old Barstool content on Sling, which is very cool. And, you know, new content, Brandon Walker Show, things like that. Sling is easy to set up and easy to use. And there's no contract. Sign up now and try it absolutely free. Whatever you're into, Sling is where you can find the live sports you love all in one place. It's the cheapest way to watch college hoops, NBA playoffs, you know, Formula One, whatever tickles your fancy when it comes to sports. So you can go to sling.com/barstool to sign up now and try it free. That's sling.com/barstool to sign up now and try it free.
Okay. All right, I think I see two people in the back. I think I already know their names, Kelsey and Brianna. All right, let's run up here, ladies. Yeah.
Just hop up. Just, you know,
throw your cool little trick. Throw your bodies onto the stage here. All right, so we have the lovely
That was sexy.
Brianna Chicken Fry. Kelsey Kreppel here to play trivia with us. Are you guys, are we going to hug or are we going to make it awkward?
No, we can, yeah, you're playing against us.
Okay. Yeah, you guys are hug me or no? Brianna doesn't like hugs, but I make her hug me anyway.
Should we split up?
Should we split up? Fine, let's split up. Fuck
no,
it.
It's beat Ree and Fran. We got to play together.
You, what do you guys want us to do? You want us to split up or stay together? They want us to stay together. They're upset. They would be really upset if we split up.
All
right, so here is how
we need.
We got to get mics for you guys.
For you both, I believe.
Let's hear your voices before we.
Hello.
Hello.
There you go.
Guys.
Chicks in the office.
Yeah.
Chicks in the office.
Best live show ever. I'm so excited.
Oh, oh my God. Thank you so much. That was a late reaction, Noah.
He wasn't as quick on the button.
You were not quick. Noah Chan?
Noah.
You're doing great tonight, sweetie.
We're so proud of you, Noah.
We're always proud of you. Natalie and Devin,
Noah,
too.
I was really hoping you were going to be here tonight. I'm so happy to see you.
I'm happy to see you, Kelsey.
I kept saying, where's Noah? I'm not buying it.
I love that.
Everyone is excited about Zac Efron, but I love you, too.
Noah's really excited. All right, so here's how we're going to play. We're going to do 9 questions this time. You guys have the papers in front of you. You got pens. Oh, my fucking God. I forgot a pen.
Oh,
I don't have a pen. Thank you. This is going to change the entire show.
No, we're going to get every question right now.
Yeah, now I got a pen in my hand.
This is bad news.
Things are crazy.
Kelsey,
we're going to do 9 questions. Here's how it's going to go. We're going to go back and forth, but obviously we want you guys to fill out the cards.
Yeah. Write them down so you don't
write
yell
them
out.
Don't cheat,
no,
because
cheating.
If you cheat, Devin will find you and fucking kill you. She will. She's scary. Look at her. She's got her eyes. Don't put your phones out. And also, don't yell out the answers. I know it's exciting. You guys want to yell out the answers, but it kind of takes away the fun of the show, and then we won't know who actually beat each other. So quietly talk amongst, but we don't want to hear them yelled out loud. And fill out the cards, because I think you do get a free drink if you get them all right. So make sure you get that going, and let's start.
You do. We say right now you do.
Yeah, you do. That wasn't a thing.
Yeah.
You guys have pens, guys. And we don't.
Fran, introduce
the rotten tomatoes. Test that mic for a second.
Is it working now? Okay, it's
working. Okay, all right, there we go. All right, so to start off, we're each going to take guesses on the Rotten Tomatoes score of this movie right here. It's The Game Plan, starring Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
And Madison Pettis.
Madison Pettitier. Pettitier.
And each one of us gets a guess. We'll alternate. And whoever's closest will get to go first. So, Kelsey or Bree, you guys can... guess first.
No, you guys each get one.
You
guess
each get a guess.
You don't have to collaborate. Stop collabing.
Wait,
you get one guess
we're
each.
We're not on a team.
Yes,
no,
but
you're
you
on
each
a team,
get a guess.
You get one guess each.
Okay. So you have two chances. Two chances.
Okay, I'm gonna go with 17.
Okay.
Percent.
Solid. I'm going 9%. It's got to be lower than Couples Retreat, and if it's not, I'm walking off the stage.
Me?
Yeah.
All right. It's a great movie. I love it, but I'm going to go 22.
I'm going to go with,
fancy.
4%.
I like that answer from you.
You guys, it's
like
heartfelt.
It is.
All right. Give us the Rotten Tomato score, Noah.
29.
Wow.
Oh, I win! Yes!
Well done,
this
Brie.
This has more 22, than baby. Couples Retreat?
That is
way better than Couples Retreat.
No, it's not.
This has everything you need in a movie. I'm pissed that it only has 29.
We have
not
love,
better than
comedy,
action,
dogs, anything that you
like
want.
Like 11%.
Yeah, it's got more than that.
Cheaper by the Dozen is way better than this movie.
Yeah, but
wait, what's Cheaper by the Dozen?
Like
you don't know what Cheaper by the Dozen?
Oh,
I just assumed that it was like 98.
No. As it should be. It's like 12%.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to the first question.
All right, Brian Kelsey, you guys, I get the first question.
Okay.
All right. I don't want to be a teacher.
Okay.
All right. Bree and Kelsey, you got 30 seconds.
Who's speaking? Noah.
Noah.
Kelsey, your favorite person. Sorry.
Name 5 Harry Styles singles.
Easy.
All you, baby. When does the time begin?
There's a time limit.
Watermelon Sugar. Watermelon Sugar. Fucking Sign of the Times. We have
something about
10
a line.
Seconds.
Oh, something about a line.
Oh,
Walk the Line?
No.
What the lie?
5 seconds.
Come on, I don't fucking know.
I don't fucking know.
All right. Time is up.
Okay. Well,
Taria,
I got two.
Fran.
That was rude.
Watermelon Sugar. Yeah. Adore You.
Yeah.
Sign of the Times.
Yeah.
That's what
Fine
I
Line.
Fine Line. And Treat People with Kindness.
Treat People with Kindness.
That was four.
Yeah, Treat People with Kindness, not
Time's
four.
Up. We had Sign of the Times, Watermelon Sugar, Adore You, Treat People with Kindness, and Fine Line.
Time.
Correct.
Fuck you guys.
Okay, sorry. Okay.
All right, 1-0 Grand Fran.
Wrong.
Question number two. In season 2, episode 4 of Euphoria, there were references comparing Rue and Jules to four movie couples. What
Ghost
were they?
Was one of Ghost, them. Titanic, Titanic, Sleeping Beauty.
Sleeping Beauty?
What? Yes.
Okay. And someone else was where the person died. The other person dies.
Titanic, Ghost, Sleeping Beauty, and...
15 seconds.
I don't
Where's another movie that somebody dies?
I don't know. I keep thinking... Dirty Dancing, but that's not right.
No, no, you're thinking of Patrick Swayze and
Ghost. I know.
Fuck.
That's it.
Time is up.
Yeah.
We're next. So that's three.
We only got three.
Okay, so we're gonna go with Titanic.
Time.
Titanic. Ghost.
Something.
Titanic. Ghost. Sleeping Beauty. And.
Are you guys going to just copy us?
Well, yeah. Obviously, and then we need to come up with a fourth
Titanic.
Name.
Ghost.
5 seconds.
Sleeping Beauty.
And time.
Time.
I have no idea. How do you guys remember this?
All right, let's go to the crowd.
All right, let's go to the crowd.
Who's got it?
Right there.
Sparkly.
Devin's got the mic, Black so we got to look at
Romeo and Juliet.
Oh, my God. No. The
name
with
all
Claire
four.
Danes. With Claire
all four,
Danes.
All four.
You have to name all
Titanic,
four.
Ghost, Snow White. Not
this
Sleeping
one,
Beauty.
This one.
Snow White.
Is that
Brokeback
right now?
Mountain.
Wait, say it again. Say all four.
Why are you looking
at Romeo and Juliet, Leonardo DiCaprio talking? Version, Titanic.
Is that
who's Ghost?
Incorrect.
Snow White.
Incorrect.
Oh. Sparkly jacket. Oh. Devin, sparkly jacket right here. Black sparkly jacket. She's very
Love
confident.
If she gets it, then
okay,
we
okay,
win.
I'm super confident, but first of all, I'm from Iowa, too, so Trent and I should be friends.
Oh.
Okay, anyway.
I wish she was here.
Okay, it's Sleeping Beauty, Titanic, Ghost, and Brokeback Mountain.
We got
incorrect.
It?
That's right.
Incorrect. Brokeback Mountain, though, for sure.
Brokeback
right.
Mountain?
Incorrect.
That's right.
Yeah, that's our girl, too.
All right, who's next? Who's got it?
No, that was right, wasn't it? Mountain.
That's wrong?
Apparently.
Blazer over here.
It was Brokeback Mountain, because I had a long conversation.
Did, and you couldn't get it?
No.
She
has
Brokeback Mountain, Titanic, Romeo and Juliet, and Snow White.
Incorrect.
Oh, wow. You guys were wrong.
We were wrong.
I just trusted that you were right.
No, we were wrong.
Too.
Ghost, Titanic, Brokeback Mountain, Snow White.
Correct.
Romeo and Juliet. That's where people were messing up.
Did you
Ghost, Titanic, Brokeback Mountain,
But we said Sleeping Beauty instead of Snow White.
Snow White, yes.
Okay, noted.
Okay.
All right, still 1-0 Rian
so
Fran.
So the pen is not exactly working, but I'm going to hold it anyway.
This is brutal.
So what is the score? Is there a
1-0 Rian Fran.
1-0 us.
Okay.
Didn't we win the first round?
No, we did not win the first round.
All right, question three is to you guys.
Okay. All right, question number three. In the movie The Parent Trap, Hallie and Annie like to eat their Oreos with what?
With peanut butter, Noah.
All right. Take it easy. Correct.
Also, everyone Noah has a peanut allergy, so that was very considerate of him to put that question in.
Just in case you guys forgot.
That was a massive sacrifice for him to include that question.
He likes to remind everyone
all
the time.
He is so giving.
He put his life on the line.
You're doing great tonight, Noah.
Thanks.
Someone who can never eat peanuts.
All right, tied up at one, question number four. What VMA-winning 2007 music video did Scarlett Johansson star in?
It's Justin Timberlake, Cry Me a River.
That's
no. Oh,
no,
incorrect.
We can't do it now. We
incorrect.
Already
Kelsey
I
and
already Bree. Said it.
I said that so confidently.
No, that's literally I what like, I was
yes,
going to say.
No
I was like,
problem.
Kelsey goes,
got
this
it.
Is so easy.
And you were going to say the same thing?
Okay.
I feel like your answer
so then
is
it's
got
to be Justin Timberlake, but.
No, it.
Oh, I'm not going to help.
It was Cry Me a River.
I thought that was as easy as that.
I feel like your answer is wrong.
Noah, fact check yourself.
I know that's wrong.
All right. Like, we are so confident that that was
we're
right.
We're so confident. Okay. It's
okay. I'm telling you.
We need to double check. I think we might have to go the grid.
You got it.
What?
Kelsey knows it.
All right.
It.
5 seconds. You got it?
She's buffering.
What?
5 seconds. You got
it. Oh, sorry. I'm going to go with Justin Timberlake, Cry Me a River.
Incorrect. Let's go to the crowd.
All right. So back to Devin.
All right.
Back to the crowd. Devin, in the back. Yeah.
No. Okay. Oh. You can run up here.
We said
Devin, you're so fast and furious.
We said two separate things.
Bleeding Love, Leona Lewis.
Incorrect.
That was a crazy wild answer.
That was a very specific suggestion.
Respect that.
Was very
are you
specific.
Tripping on
in the
shrooms?
Black, Dev.
Yeah.
What goes around comes around. Justin Timberlake.
Oh, my God.
What goes around goes around.
You were right. All hail you.
I respect you for that.
We were so confident.
We were
and
all
you call yourself
so
confident.
A Justin Timberlake
so
fan.
I was like,
Noah, you fucking idiot.
I got it. It was the pen. I looked at this pen. I said, yeah. Cry me a river.
Cry me a river.
That was embarrassing.
She almost sunk in her seat when you said that because she was so confident about it, too.
All right, next question. Okay. I mean, it was a resounding no from the crowd.
Yeah, so yeah. I was like, wait, fuck, that's not it.
They all said, no.
All right, question number 5, still tied at 1. In the Office Surplus episode in season 5, which two items were the Office fighting over buying?
Oh, is it?
You guys.
New chairs or a copying machine?
Correct.
They're beating us.
It's 1-1.
I needed that.
No, it's 2-1.
Oh, 2-1.
Forgot about the peanut butter question.
They're beating us.
Oh, we're winning? Yes, that. Now. Oh, this is our show now?
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. Question number 6. I'm going to play a movie clip and you tell me what movie it's from.
All right.
He just touched my nipple. Why would you do that to me?
I poked you on the shoulder.
I have very high nipples.
I touched your shirt.
What do you think is under my shirt?
I just touched...
My breasts are under my shirt.
Your
you just
shoulder.
Touched my breasts.
Your shoulder.
Well, that's a funny place to put a shoulder in my boob.
Fran, I looked at you like you would know this one.
No, it's hard to hear, but it's... I think it's Bridesmaids. I think that's
I think
McCarthy.
I actually was going to say Bridesmaids, too.
Yeah.
Oh, Kelsey just shook her head to Brie. It's not Bridesmaids.
No, it's not. It's. I'm still thinking about Justin
it
Timberlake.
It sounds like... It sounded like Melissa McCarthy.
Yeah, 10 seconds.
Movie? Oh, what about that movie with the Melissa McCarthy, the security movie?
5.
I don't know what movie that is.
Oh, fuck.
Time?
Bridesmaids. We know what's going
on.
That, can I answer?
You can answer.
It's This Is 40.
Correct.
Oh.
Damn.
Dream team.
All right, 3-1.
What's that, Melissa McCarthy?
I can't even look at you guys.
She's in that movie.
3-1.
Do you like my nails?
Brie and Kelsey.
Yeah, they're horrible.
I fucking love them.
Thank you.
All right. Question number 7.
Oh, this question goes to them
clean
now.
It up.
Oh. You clean it up.
In the movie Twilight, when Bella finds out Edward is a vampire... He compares the two of them to animals. What two animals does he use as a comparison?
A deer and a wolf. Ding! That was kind of good, though, right, you guys?
Very
like,
believable.
I thought I had it for a second when I said deer. I don't know.
Okay,
what
so
is
what's
it?
His name
someone
animals.
Look at me. Someone tell me.
A squirrel and a fox.
A bear.
All right, so Rhi and Fran.
Yeah, just keep yelling out animals, please.
Why do I kind of feel... She said deer. That definitely... No.
A fish and a deer.
No. Edward compares the two of them to animals. What two animals does he use as a comparison? Haven't watched Twilight in a decade.
But Bella finds out Edward's being a bird. Edward compares the two.
If we keep reading it out loud, maybe we'll get it.
All right. 5 seconds.
No.
A deer and a jaguar.
Terrible. Yes. Incorrect.
Time. All right. Let's go to the crowd.
Time.
Dev, you
go
pick.
Ahead, Dev. Back here.
Is it a lion and a lamb?
Correct.
Oh.
Stupid.
We probably should have put that
not
one together.
Creative.
That would make sense.
So that would make
creative.
Sense.
Wouldn't it? A lion and a ram? If we just used our... If we combined all four of our brains, we could
come
up with that.
Not a ram.
A ram. Sorry, we're in L.A. We're in L.A. I got confused.
A ram. A fox and a squirrel.
All right, 2 more
all
questions.
Right, still 3-1.
3-1. We got to get the next two right.
Yes,
we're about
correct.
To lose.
We're about
what
to
question
lose.
Is this? It's ours. Okay. Back off.
We got a Harry Potter fail. Question for Fran. Name the 3 different brooms that Harry Potter possesses
this is
throughout the series.
For them.
Not me. Fran, I will.
You guys are having a show about Harry Potter.
I mean, I know two of them.
You better know three.
A Swiffer.
No.
Mop.
Wait, what?
The wet jet.
A Swiffer, a mop, and a regular Fran.
Fran, this is fucked up.
Fran.
Throw myself fake off fan. The stage.
5 seconds.
A Nimbus 2000, a Firebolt, and a...
Wet jet 3000.
And a Swiffer wet jet.
A Dyson 400.
Fran, we're going to lose. This is it for us.
Incorrect.
Nimbus 3000. Fuck. Right.
Bring in Kelsey.
Okay, a Nimbus 3000. Is that what you said?
I'm uncomfortable.
A Fireball? Is that what you said?
Yeah, that's exactly what I said.
Okay, so a Nimbus 3000, obviously.
Obviously.
A Nimbus 4000 and a Nimbus 5000.
Let's go to the crowd.
What I'm missing.
And then a 6000 for backup.
Yeah. All right. So who knows the last
Does
one?
Does anybody know?
God
any
damn
of these?
It.
Who's got the last one?
We have someone right here.
Running. I'm embarrassed.
That's you a should be, honestly.
We haven't watched the last three movies
You've
yet.
Watched them all a million
know,
times.
Guys,
the
you guys have
Harry Potter show.
The okay. earlier ones are Firebolt, and then is it Nimbus 2000 and Nimbus 3000?
Incorrect.
Oh my god, if that was the answer.
Your shirt in the back, is
Dev,
really beautiful,
Dev in
though.
The back, black and shirt in the back, t-shirt in the back.
Oh, I thought you were kidding.
So I think it's a Nimbus 2000, Nimbus 2001, and a Firebolt.
Correct.
No!
Oh my god, yep, Fran, that's embarrassing.
And you couldn't think of that?
You couldn't think of Nimbus 2001?
Nope. Fran, come nope. on.
That's honestly
we
wild.
We all think way differently of you now.
This is crazy.
All right, question number 9. Last question. Bad. Kelsey and Bree won.
If this right. isn't but a Sweet we'll Life of Zach and Cody question.
It's oh, a Sweet Life of Zach and Cody question.
I just saw Cole Sprouse at Saddle Ranch.
Did oh. you?
Yes, he pulled up to Saddle Ranch in his Tesla, and it was super embarrassing.
what is Allison Stoner's character name? Beck.
Oh, it's like a boy name. What is it? Allison Stoner's...
Do you know this?
Max.
Correct.
Yes! No, we win! I'm going to do a lap. I'm just going to come
Max,
right back.
Yeah, come back.
Max. This is yes. all the pen's fault, Rhea.
So do we win? Do we get up and dance?
You guys won.
DJ
Oh, my God. I'll be honest,
yeah.
we don't have a prize for you.
All I do is win, 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 no matter
you
what.
You
guys are embarrassing.
Thank you guys
How
so much.
Thank you.
You guys want to just...
Can we still hug? What's up, bitches? It's Chicks in the Office. I'm just kidding. Okay.
Thank you, Kelsey.
Well done. That's the first time we've lost in a live show.
Yeah, pretty embarrassing.
If we were to pick people who knew what they were talking about.
If we were going to lose to anyone, I'm happy it was them.
Me too.
All right, that wraps up today's episode of Chicks in the Office. Make sure you subscribe everywhere, especially on YouTube. If you're watching on YouTube, if you didn't watch on YouTube, then you should because the trivia is a lot of fun. You get to see a sneak peek at our live shows, make you want to come in the future. So we love you guys. We'll talk to you on Wednesday.
We're in a period of rapid change, and sometimes it can feel like things are spinning out of control. With political tensions, anxiety, and loneliness rising, and questions about how to live a good life on everyone's mind, finding answers can seem harder than ever. For millennia, spiritual thinkers have offered wisdom and tools to help people find their way in trying times, advice that even a scientist like me, Dave DeSteno, is finding have a lot to offer. To join the conversation, look for How God Works wherever you listen to podcasts.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.